Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. As you heard, they're still counting in Iowa. And meanwhile, an investigation into reports of a toxic workplace environment has resulted in the suspension of two top local officials running preparations for this summer's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. The Journal Sentinel reports host committee president Liz Gilbert and committee chief of staff Adam Alonzo have been placed on leave. Workers accuse those two of creating problems. There have been complaints of backbiting and infighting among staff members. Gilbert and Alonzo have been accused as well of funneling work to friends in New Jersey rather than hiring Wisconsin job candidates. The next guest of the continuing series Science on Tap says parasites in an ecosystem are not all bad. Dr. Daniel Preston of UW-Madison's Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology will discuss parasites in freshwater ecosystems Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Minocqua Brewing Company. Preston says most people think parasites are always bad, but he says he can show that isn't always true.
But there's also some interesting cases where parasites might actually be doing ecologically useful things in ecosystems. And so I want to kind of challenge that perception a little bit and share some interesting results about ways that parasites might affect food webs and potentially influence other species in beneficial ways at times.
Preston says one parasite he'll discuss is something many people curse when having fun in the water over the summer.
Freshwater parasites, including the types that cause swimmer's itch, can actually be really important as food for other organisms. So people often don't think about that. But there's a whole host of organisms, including invertebrates, sometimes fishes, that actually feed on parasite life stages that move around in the aquatic environment. So we don't usually see those connections, but they're actually playing roles that are not just causing disease.
Dr. Preston says the existence of parasites and what they do proves the ecosystem is much more complex than imagined. He says the role parasites play is often overlooked. Science on Tap is held the first Wednesday of the month. More information is at Science on Tap Minocqua website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports it has tested 9 people in the state for the coronavirus so far. Doctors say they have cleared 2 of the 9. State statute prohibits those public health officials from identifying the people who have been tested or saying where they live. The DHS says no cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Wisconsin yet. Meanwhile, parvovirus apparently caused the death of a puppy in Marathon County. WAOW television reports a woman apparently bought a Chihuahua puppy in Red Mountain over the weekend. She had met the seller in a parking lot and picked up that one from a group of 3 puppies. Police say the woman took the puppy to the vet where it was later confirmed to have the virus. The puppy later died. Shelley Watford is a certified vet tech at BCA Companion Care Animal Hospital.
It's a very bad virus that they get from other dogs. It's very severe vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy. In a lot of cases, unfortunately, it is fatal because it hits puppies very quickly.
One factor could be a lack of vaccinations.
Make sure that they have paperwork, proof of vaccinations. You can always ask for proof of the parents if they're, you know, supposed to be AKC or registered. And certainly being able to go to the facility where the puppy was born and has been raised is extremely important.
If you know the seller's whereabouts or have any information, you're encouraged to contact the Marathon County Sheriff's Department. And Racine Mayor Corey Mason says his city was the victim of a ransomware attack last week. Hackers seized control of some files and froze the city's email and payment systems. Doing business with the city of Racine has slowed to a crawl. Mason says 911 and other emergency services have not been hit. He and other city officials are not saying how much money the hackers have demanded for release of the files. The weather forecast for the afternoon: look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 20. Tonight clear, low around 6 below with wind chills 10 to 15 below. Wednesday sunny, high near 22. Again, some cold wind chills. Thursday partly sunny, high near 26. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.